The special theory of capitalism's history. So the special theory of the history of capitalism, I like to describe as a theory of the history of capitalism's future. So the real guts of this is a, if you will, a simulation model of the trajectory from now into the future. You can think of what this theory is attempting to do in the same way that we would think of what models of global warming are attempting to do. Global warming is the theories of global warming in atmospheric sciences are an attempt at providing us with good grounds for empirical expectations about what the trajectory of global temperatures will be like over the next century. Under different assumptions about parameters. So the typical form of the model is, given current carbon emissions, let's assume that those don't change. Let's assume that the existing configuration of the forces of production, so to speak, are the same. What's the trajectory into the future going to look like? Now let's assume that they do change. Let's assume that carbon emissions go down by 5% a year. What will the trajectory look like? 10% a year, what will the trajectory look like? So in a good simulation model, you can vary the contingent parameters of the future. The model has the following character. Those same parameters in the past are fixed. The carbon emissions between 1950 and 2000 are what they were. We can't change those. So you want a model which then has the following interesting properties. You take the world in 1950, and with your model, you're going to predict the year 2010 from the data in 1950. And you plug in the parameters in the model that actually occurred, and then see if you get 2010 as it actually is. So what you do is you model the past to the present. If your model tracks the past to the present well, then that gives you confidence that the model will track the present into the future. And then you can play the counterfactual game. You can say, if in 1950 we had adopted the policies we're proposing now, what would global warming look like today? And if now we adopt them, what will it look like in 50 years? That is attempting to predict the future. It's complicated. The global warming models are far from simple. The global warming skeptics have plenty of room to display their skepticism because these models have such complicated feedback loops in them. How much the polar ice melts will determine how much reflectivity of the sun in the northern hemisphere occurs, which will determine snowfall in the winter. Because of evaporation. So we're going to have increased snowfall, which is then going to contribute to global cooling. So you have these weird scenarios where, because of global warming, we have a new ice age in Europe, right? So, which is apparently one possible scenario, is global warming melts the ice cap, which changes the salinity of the Atlantic, which affects the Gulf Stream, which then produces an ice age in Europe, while the rest of the world toasts. So that's global warming, right? I think that's the way to think about what the special theory of capitalism was an attempt to do. It was an attempt to say, let's develop a theory that accurately models the history of capitalism from its earlier years to the present. If we establish that the model works quite well for that trajectory, we can then apply the model to the future with particular parameters. Marx's predictions about the falling rate of profit, about the formation of a revolutionary working class, are all predictions based on claims about certain parameters that he feels conform to the trajectory that he observed, and then he's speculating upon those parameters for the future. I think that if Marx was alive today, so to speak, he would be using computer simulations to do this. You know, he would model in this and looking at iterated models with different kinds of assumptions and trying to figure out how robust particular predictions would be. How sensitive are they to changes in small changes in parameter estimates? You know, so if one of your parameters, for example, is the tendency for skills to be degraded because of technical change, and another parameter is the tendencies for new skills to emerge because of new knowledge requirements because of technical change. And if you have one model where the first tendency is stronger than the second tendency, you have a different trajectory of class formation than if the production of new skills turns out to be faster than the degradation of old skills. Then you get a different pattern of class formation. So you can imagine having these simulation models to predict all sorts of possible futures for capitalism. What he is trying to do is essentially global warming, you know, global, so to speak. It's capitalists boiling to the point that it explodes that he's trying to predict. But.